With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House GOP leaders briefed reporters this morning as their counterparts in the Senate are set to consider President Trump's big, beautiful bill focused on his legislative priorities. Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters the big, beautiful bill is too important not to pass.
All the things that are in this bill are so important for the U.S. economy. It's going to be jet fuel for the U.S. economy. All boats are going to rise. And the sooner we do that, the better. And the risk of not getting it done is enormous, not just for the Republican Party, but for the country. We got to do this.
Key Trump ally and tech billionaire Elon Musk has openly criticized the legislation as port filled. Despite the criticism, Senate Majority Leader John Thune has voiced optimism that the upper chamber can help move the mega bill by the White House proposed July 4th deadline. President Trump hiked nearly all of his tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to 50%. The president argues the latest import taxes are necessary to protect U.S. industries. The Security Service of Ukraine has claimed to have conducted a new attack on Russia's Kerch Strait Bridge 2 days after the service's dramatic drone strikes on Russia's strategic bomber fleet. More from Bernie Bennett.
The SBU posted a video, photograph, and statement to its official Telegram channel detailing the operation, which it said lasted several months. The statement read, quote, SBU agents mined the supports of this illegal facility. The underwater supports of the piers were severely damaged at the bottom level. 1,100 kilograms of explosives and TNT equipment contributed to this. The official account for the bridge said the structure was temporarily closed after the explosion. The Russian Defense Ministry and government are yet to comment. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Heavy rains causing flash flooding in the Wichita area of South Central Kansas, forcing firefighters to rescue dozens of people, the area receiving up to 7 inches of rain. This is SRN News. Christians prepare to celebrate Pentecost.
Believers around the globe will gather this Sunday to commemorate the coming of the Holy Spirit on the apostles as described in the Bible. The Bible also indicates that commemorations of the event began shortly after it first occurred. Many churches will have special services or special events on Sunday. Some hold an all-night prayer vigil heading into the day. Eastern Orthodox congregations will hold a 3-day feast to mark Pentecost. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
World Boxing has announced mandatory sex testing. It's all part of a new policy on sex, age, and weight, which the governing body says will ensure the safety of all participants and deliver a competitive level playing field for men and women. The fighters' national federations will be responsible for administering the test and providing the results to World Boxing. 3 months ago, World Athletics, which governs the international track and field, became the first Olympic sport to reintroduce chromosome testing. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports on the anniversary of an iconic American symbol.
The iconic Goodyear airships are taking a victory lap over the skies of Akron, Ohio this week. To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the inaugural flight of Goodyear's first branded blimp, known as Pilgrim, which took flight on June 3, 1925. The airships have since become one of the most lasting and iconic corporate brand assets in the world. Resident Noah Friedfendack.
If you know Goodyear, you like the first thing that comes to my mind is always the blimp.
The blimp has undergone some changes over the years, including a move to a semi-rigid airship. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Defense Secretary Hegseth has ordered the Navy to rename the USNS Harvey Milk in a rare move. The ship was named after the slain gay rights activist who served as a sailor during the Korean War. More on these stories at srnnews.com.